KSL at Night.
Welcome back to KSL Night. I'm Rusty Cannon here with Taylor Morgan, and we are talking tonight about an interesting question, Taylor. Are Americans getting lazier or smarter?
Yeah.
Now, this is gonna go across generations here. Now, I'm getting older.
Okay.
And so I'm crossing that mark.
How old are you?
I'm 51. Right. So I can be officially an old man.
You seem a lot younger. I would peg you mid to late 40s at the oldest.
Well, that's kind of you, but no, yeah. 51, and you know, maybe in that older generation now. It's interesting when you know you look at this question, getting lazier or smarter. I thought of one of my kids. We were talking one time about learning things, and I think it was on car repairs. And he reminded me, you know, Dad, I can get on YouTube and figure out some of this stuff in 15 minutes on how to do it versus myself. Maybe go to the library, you know, or
check out a book,
you know, with the Dewey Decimal System or whatever the case may be, and find out in how to do something or what have you. And it gets to the question, you know, would that make someone lazier or smarter? And, you know, it makes them smarter, not lazier. They get things done, but it opens up a different conversation, you know, about the work week and other things. So we've seen some legislation or some ideas on legislation that, you know, let's maybe go to a 4-day week work week or something like that. What do you think of this movement?
Yeah, I think it's so interesting. We did a segment here on KSL at Night just a couple weeks ago. And as I say that, I should remind listeners that you can go and find any prior recorded show here on KSL at Night, any full show or any segment of a show. You can find all of that at kslnewsradio.com. You can search for KSL at Night. You can find all of our shows and segments in podcast format. So plenty of great content there. So when we refer to past segments, listeners, it's easy to find. You can get it there online on our website. But we did this segment, Rusty, a couple weeks ago, and we talked about a new study asking Americans throughout the country of all ages, what was the most important thing that they would want to be known for after they passed? What is the one attribute? If you could choose any descriptor or attribute that people said about Rusty Cannon after you'd moved on, what would you want that to be? Well, for Americans 60 and older, the boomers, and you're not a boomer, so you're not even close to being a boomer. So you know.
I think officially I'm a Gen Xer.
Nice. Yes. Okay. So boomers and older, they wanted to be known as hard workers. It was all about the work ethic. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, for younger Americans, they wanted to be remembered for creativity. And I think this really does tie into this conversation about working harder, working smarter, because Americans have always worked hard. We have had that work ethic. And I don't know about your childhood, but my parents are very much boomers, early 70s. Mm-hmm. Work ethic was the most important thing. That was instilled in me. I worked so many manual jobs growing up. The most important thing to my parents is if I had a job.
Yeah.
Nothing else mattered, right? How's life going? How's school going? You dating anybody, this or that? The most important thing growing up to my parents was if I had a job and how hard I was working at that job, right? That is what really drove them. I think that's wonderful. I think that's valuable. But I grew up with the desire, with a work ethic, I like to think I have a work ethic, but my desire growing up was to actually work smarter and have more free time for creative outlets, maybe for playing outside, doing the activities I love. And as a father of two boys right now, I cherish the time I have away from work to spend with my family, to spend with them. That means I am trying to work fewer hours, work smarter so that I have more free time to pursue those kinds of things. So I don't know. Does that mean I'm lazy?
No, it doesn't mean you're lazy at all. In fact, I was thinking about an audiobook I listened to recently. Arnold Schwarzenegger, he wrote a book recently.
That has to be good.
Yeah, it was great. And he read it, which was great to hear his voice.
That's
because
wonderful.
Of his accent. But his father, I remember him relating, his father would always say to him, Arnold, whatever you do, be useful. Right. And that was his father was a bit of a tyrant. He talks about it and fairly hard on him, but he instilled that work ethic. But I think that can translate into both of these camps where, are you being useful? Are you being effective? Right. And if a 32-hour work week instead of a 40-hour work week, or you can do things more efficiently, you know, maybe that's not the sign of laziness. That's the sign of, you know, being smarter. I think, and you can do that. Are you useful? are you effective? I think is what everybody should be shooting for.
Yeah. Yeah. Is this a generational thing is the question. I mean, I know that among younger Americans, we talk about maybe creativity. Well, let's talk about, the boogeyman here when it comes to working. And that's, of course, I like to tease the millennials for still living in their parents' basement and yeah. still trying to create an app and not being actually willing to pay their dues and work hard to build a career. So I like to tease millennials about that, even though I know that's a caricature and it's not always true. However, according to new polling, and we have a great story by Jennifer Graham in the Deseret News about the right to disconnect laws and shorter work weeks, asking this question. Listeners, you can find that at DeseretNews.com. But ultimately, as she reports, younger Americans, 30 and younger, are not all in on the relentless pursuit of economic growth, as they refer to it. They're wanting to work less, and they are more likely by a large margin to support political efforts like Bernie Sanders' bill to limit the work week to 32 hours.
Yeah, Bernie Sanders making sure everybody does their fair share, as he says, right?
You don't have to pay your student loans. No, you don't have to work 40 hours. I mean, yeah.
Well, yeah, and I think that's the question, is just when do you cross the line where it becomes, you know, seen as laziness or is laziness, right? I mean, I think this was part of the, you know, the COVID time that we lived through, where all of a sudden everybody was working at home and, you wonder how much is getting done and are people being more effective or less effective? That's a huge debate,
yeah,
right? But, I think many organizations now, like, that changed the way that we work, right? As an association, where more of our work, we could drive to work and sit in traffic and then sit in front of our computer at the office.
Right.
Or we can avoid that and just stay at home and do the same thing. And you're just as effective.
Yeah. But, in the post-pandemic world, right? Businesses of all kinds, shapes and sizes really rethought.
Oh, yeah.
The need to be on site in person.
Correct.
Right?
I mean, there's times where you need some collaboration and what have you. And I think people, clearly can abuse this. But, because you're at home, we all know the same thing. Oh, I got to take the garbage out, or hey, how about I mow the lawn real quick? Or, or what have you, those kinds of things that maybe would give an employer a little bit of consternation. But I think it is definitely a generational thing. I can think of a lot of, older folks that we know that would be, hey, you putting in your 60 hours?
Yeah.
If not, that's a problem.
Absolutely.
And others, they'll say 60 hours. What are you talking about?
Okay. So we don't have a ton of time. We have a couple minutes left, Rusty, but I know you have an older son who is currently working full time in Congress as a staffer for a senator.
Correct.
That is a demanding job. I spent a little time in Congress. I have a sense of what that's like. I want you to say if you think these descriptions would apply to your son.
Mm-hmm.
Younger Americans, again, as reported by Jennifer Graham in the Deseret News, younger Americans want a, quote, gentler workplace with more time off, pet insurance, and they want the right to disconnect, right? Meaning if their boss texts them in the evening when they're trying to settle in and watch Netflix or something using, their parents' password, let's be honest. Okay.
Yeah.
That is what they want in a workplace. Do you think your son sees it that way?
I don't. Maybe some do, but I think he, along with others that have certain jobs like this, know that you are on demand whenever you need to be.
Yeah.
You can't go crawl in a hole and say, no, time out for me. You got to be on call, and that's part of the job.
Yeah.
Everybody understands that.
Well, certainly it's an interesting conversation. We will keep that discussion going. There's probably some other sides to this that, we need to take, and consider. And, hey, younger Americans are the future. So we need them to be motivated in the workforce.
Yeah, that's right. Whether you're young or older, we want to encourage everybody to continue to tune in to KSL at Night. We'll have another great show tomorrow night. It has been a blast being part of this. And thanks again, Taylor. And we will see you all tomorrow night.
Thanks for listening.